Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like the sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
First off, I want to thank everybody for the well wishes and congratulations on my baby girl here.
Whoop, whoop. You know, yeah, my niece is here. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, so we had to take the week off just to get some things in order, kind of get adjusted to the new person in the house. You know, I got three people now in the house who need my attention. So
yeah, I only got to deal with one.
Yeah.
Well, two. One and a half. My dog. That's the other.
But you know, it's been so much going on. It's hard. I was like, I don't know if I can take off like 2-3 weeks. There's some joints going on. We got to get back into it, man.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Appreciate y'all who are out there, you know, tweeting the congratulations and all that. Know y'all missed us, but believe us, we back with some good stuff going on this past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. A lot of many interesting things going on. We know we down to the last quarter of the season for the NFL. We'll be definitely getting into that, getting into how the things look.
That's right.
I know for us fantasy folk, it's playoff time.
Or just give the fuck up.
Trying to win some money.
I'm like, I lost. Yeah, no. I got obliterated.
Yeah, one league, it ain't looking good. I ended up third in all three of my leagues. One of them, we don't do playoffs. It's just strictly you win best out of 17.
I curse you, Derek. I curse you.
But it's been good, man. Before we get into this, just want to say quickly, I want to give some prayers to the family of Mike Brown, Eric Gardner, and anybody who's had a family member or a child lost to excessive violence.
Real spit.
From cops, because there's been a lot going on.
A lot of them, man. You know, that I read there was a little girl who was killed during, I guess, a police search or something like that. I mean, it's getting out of hand, and of course, that police officer was let off. It seems like there's so much going on, so many lives taken, and there's no consequences, it seems, for it. And to me, that's what bugs me the most. It doesn't seem like there's any consequences to these actions that these police officers are doing. And we're setting a bad precedent for the future down the road.
Yeah. You know, some of that will come back up on the awards and whatnot. But as you know, you can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you and let y'all know what it is on the show.
Holla. All right. We're going to start off this with this email from my boy, Kojak.
Kojeezy, what's happening, brother?
What up, Kojak, again, fellas? Want to let the listeners know how great you guys are to your listeners. One of the few podcasts that sent condolences to me on the death of my mother. I really do appreciate it. Funeral is tomorrow, so wanted to email something before everything goes on. There's a link to you guys to discuss the future of Hall of Famers. That's for the NBA. After reading the list, I found it funny that the champion Spurs are playing with three Hall of Famers. A lot of people will say that Parker and Ginobili aren't Hall of Famers. You have to put in their international stats and achievements. Ginobili beat the whole U.S. team to get gold. Yep. Parker has been a top five point guard for at least 10 years. Yeah. That Broncos whooping of them Chiefs was for my moms.
That's right.
We love seeing the Chiefs lose. Y'all have a blessed one.
Hey, appreciate that, Kojak. And, yes, of course, you know, condolences to you and your family. No, we definitely know what it's like to lose a parent. It's tough, and you know, hopefully, you know, you and your parents can pull through.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, hope you and your family do well. I would say it's, you know, it's a, you got to take it a day at a time.
Yeah, that's all I would say.
For us, it's been 10 years, and it's still hard.
Yeah,
and it's a little, it's, you know, it gets easier to cope with,
of course.
That hole never goes away. Now. You know, if I see movies and it's a, something where a son and a father and it's emotional, you know, it pulls at my heartstrings. Yeah, I'm about to start crying now.
Right. I mean, it hits you a little sometime from time to time. But, hey, man, you need an ear, need somebody to talk to, hit us up, brother.
Yeah, I'm glad it works. I mean, you know, we do this. Jonathan and I can do this all day, you know, but, you know, emails like that, I mean, really mean a lot.
Yeah,
you know, seriously. So just the fact that just what we're doing is able to make this a little easier for you, man, hey. You know, we're glad we're here to do that.
Exactly. Glad we can help, man.
We will be getting into that that discussion on a potential Hall of Famer. We will get into the basketball segment.
And as far as that Bronco Kansas City whooping for your moms, hey, that was for my pops too. Right on. Go Broncos, baby, and we about to beat them Bills. What's happening? Let's get it cracking, son. Broncos have found a running game. We have the formula. Nobody can stop us. We winning the Super Bowl.
All right, I'm done now. Yeah, we're going to get
it's
into
on.
That.
It's on. Oh, if we had CJ Anderson like this against New England, different game. Different game, son. It'd be a whole different ball game. Let's go.
All right, well, since Jonathan's all pumped, let's get into the AFC right now. Let's start with that. You know, some of these matchups are, you know, because this is a Sunday and a lot of the early games have gone on. But, you know, right now, you know, New England coming off that L, though.
I was rooting for that bad man, Aaron Rodgers. I was rooting for him to whoop on some Tom Brady. That's what I wanted. Good. Deliver that blow.
You know,
thank you.
Yeah, right now, they 9-3, tied with Denver. Denver looking like right now they holding down the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Indianapolis sitting third. Pulled out a big win today.
They almost blew that game.
He didn't have a great game at all, but you know, he pulled that out. San Diego fifth. Like, okay.
Really?
Fifth right now. And Pittsburgh, 8-5.
Ooh, my wife was very happy. Mm-hmm. Put that whooping on Cincinnati. Andy Dalton. AJ Green had 200 some yards. And y'all got walloped.
Yeah.
Walloped.
Bad loss.
Come on, bruh. But, jeez. I mean, Pittsburgh put that whooping on
them. Yeah, it is right now. I mean, New England's pretty much in the driver's seat. You know how they do after taking L. They're usually going to come back and win. So, I'm curious. I mean, San Diego ain't no joke.
Kansas City's down 14-17 right now to Arizona. Mm-hmm. So, it's still close. Mm-hmm. They have a chance to tie with San Diego. But, oh, my God.
Let's start off at the top right now. I mean, do you think, I know you feel like it. Do you think Denver can, do you think they will be able to get into that number one spot?
Yes. Well, let me see. Hold on. I got to check something real quick.
Because right now,
based off scheduling, I would give the upper hand to New England.
Yeah.
I would give the, based off their schedules. Because I know we got to go to Cincinnati on the road, which I'm, you know, they're still a good team. Shit. But,
yeah, this is
we play the Raiders at the end, which should be an automatic slapping W. I ain't worried about that. But we do have to go to San Diego next game.
Mm.
That is the game that I'm worried about the most. If we can win that one at San Diego, I'm cool. I think we'll be good. Now, if we don't win at San Diego, I don't know then.
Yeah, especially if, you know, you guys look like you guys are going to win this game this week. You know, be up 10-3. You know, San Diego, y'all need some help. Because if they beat New England,
that's going to be a tough matchup. Now, yeah, they do have the upper hand because they're at home.
Right. And, you know, all New England got right now is San Diego. Mm-hmm. Then after that,
it's Miami.
Yeah, they finish off with the division.
And the Jets.
Versus Miami, which Miami's not no slouch.
No,
they didn't
not at all.
Play well today. But and then at the Jets and at Buffalo.
Who lost to Minnesota? My boy Teddy B.
Yeah.
Brought him back, baby.
In overtime.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Johnny who?
Yeah, we'll get into some of them lower teams in a little bit, you know. But I think New England looks like they're going to ride into that number one seed.
I think they'll be I will concede. I think they're going to be the number one seed.
I mean,
I think.
Yeah, and people, even after that loss, people were like, oh, well, given a neutral field, I think New England, like, well.
They couldn't say that about the Broncos game, though.
Yeah, but you
neutral field, New England still would whop them, of course.
I don't like that because it's like, if they played in New England and New England won and it was the same kind of fashion.
Oh, would you see? You see?
Would you be like, well, if it was in
New
Green
England,
Bay.
Best team ever.
Yeah, Green Bay would win if it was in Green. Look, home field matters a lot. Yes. If I'm playing in Foxborough, more than likely New England is going to get the win over most teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, they are
same
complete.
Denver. Mm-hmm. Denver's undefeated at home this season, so. Home field. So, I mean,
now I don't expect Indianapolis to move up. I don't see Denver.
It's gonna be Denver, New England, 1 and 2.
Yeah,
that's to me that's a lock.
Yeah, the Colts should hold on to that third spot. I mean, they've been kind of ragged lately.
Now let's see who they're playing. They have to go Houston and at Dallas. Ooh,
what?
Well, so okay. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be an interesting game.
But, you know, they found a way to just pull out W's. And, you know, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
show that grit.
Mm-hmm.
That grittiness that you need, you know, come this time of the year. Andrew Luck, the only question I have is, can Andrew Luck hold up? Because, yep. God, he took a shot today when he fumbled. I was like, oh, his body got all bent out of shape. I was like, damn.
Yeah, Cleveland D stepped up today.
They did. I mean, I'm still pulling for him to squeak it out into that wild card, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. I know all the Johnny lovers are going to want him to start, which I did not agree with. I think Brian Hoyer should have started. I think he earned the right to start.
Mm-hmm.
I read some article today where it's like, it's more than likely Brian Hoyer isn't going to resign. Like, well, no shit. I could have wrote that damn article and told you that. Duh. I mean, come on. So, I mean, Brian Hoyer, he's got them 7-6. They're still in the playoff hunt. I mean, if people told you this in hindsight, if it was just like, oh, going into the season, Cleveland would be 7-6 right now with Brian Hoyer as a quarterback, you would be like, bullshit.
Yep.
And he's earned some respect from me. So I know a lot of people are poo-pooing on him, but you know what? He don't play defense. And that defense could not stop Andrew Luck on that last drive.
No.
So I can't blame him for everything. He had them up. Don't blame Brian Hoyer for that one.
He did, and that defense came with it. I mean, yeah. He's not perfect. He's kind of average, not. But you're not going to throw a rookie into the fire.
It wouldn't be to me. It wouldn't be fair to Johnny Manziel. We all know I'm a fan of sitting quarterbacks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely not a fan of just. And for the record, Johnny Manziel, yes, he showed flashes of why everybody thinks he's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the game against Buffalo, he ran for that touchdown. Now, the one thing they don't talk about is that blunder he had when he got lit up and fumbled and basically laid on the ground like he was dead.
Yeah,
I was just like, yeah.
Fools put memes for days.
I bet they did. He looked like he died. I was like, that is what people are worried. Yeah. And that was my concern with Johnny Football, because I'm like, he got destroyed on that hit.
Mm-hmm.
Destroyed. I bet it hurt. Probably why he was laying there like that, because that shit hurt.
Yeah, I seen him. They put him next to that Pacquiao when he was on the ground. I'm like, y'all already.
I think somebody put like a cane with a choke slam.
Yeah. Damn.
But I mean, you know, show Brian Hoyer some respect. Hey, if they get 10-6 and honestly don't make the playoffs, damn it, you really couldn't ask for a lot.
No,
that you couldn't ask for much more than that, especially in the division they're playing in. That they might have the hardest one in the AFC.
No, that division is rough. I mean, looking at right now, that AFC North, you know, Pittsburgh had that big win.
Yeah.
So now they're sitting at 8-5. Baltimore won today.
They're 8-5.
Yeah, they're 8-5, too. And, you know, beating Cincinnati, who's just barely holding on just because of that tie.
Yeah.
Eesh. That game is going to be a great. I mean, that division is up for grabs.
Seriously.
Clearly, two of them teams are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. And then, I mean, the AFC West, Indianapolis should have no problem in there. Houston is trying.
Yeah, Houston's trying.
But they ain't making the playoffs. And then Tennessee and Jacksonville, I don't even need to speak on them.
Yeah, I've seen I didn't see the hit, but I was like, Andre Johnson got knocked out the game. God damn. Yeah, it's pretty much, I would say, you got the four AFC North teams. Kansas City's still in the mix, although, what happened?
Oakland's up 24-13, baby. Ooh. San Francisco, if you lose to the Raiders. If you lose to the Raiders, I hope everybody jumps off the Kaepernick train, because I've been on it. I've been off of it for a long time. And I'm telling you now, oh my God, he is getting roasted if they lose to the damn Raiders and Jim Harbaugh has lost his job. Because dang. 24-13 to the Raiders. To the Raiders.
Hey, it's that crosstown rivalry. But no, I feel you that. I feel you on that.
Oh, my gosh. I just had to throw that tidbit in there.
Yeah, I'm for you. But, like, you know, we will be speaking on them, too.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, Jets-wise, is Rex Ryan done?
Yeah. I mean, just the fact that they were, like, they put in Geno Smith last week. You know, like, oh, this wasn't a decision by Rex Ryan. You're like, what the hell? And he was terrible.
Beyond.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they ran the ball for like 200-some yards, and all they needed to do, he passed, what, 13 times?
Basically, he was like, you know what? I'll pass it when I have to.
Yeah, they were like, we're going to minimize
you,
his
you want to force me to play him? Fine. I ain't passing the damn ball.
And it was working up until the end.
And they almost won. I felt so bad for him when I saw him in that press conference. So he was like, just can't buy a win. I'm just like, God, man, that is a man who has fallen.
I think they need a straight. I think the owner need to be like,
they need to
I need to
up everything.
Yeah, Rex Ryan, you go.
GM Izzik, need to go.
Oh, them fire Izzik. I'm like, yeah, you walking around that last home game. People need to have fire Izzik signs
place. They'll be all over that place. There'll be fire Izzik. Keep Rex. I'm serious. I mean, people like Rex Ryan, and they've done him no favors with. That offense, that personnel, he can't draft terrible.
Terrible. He's not, whoever he has as coordinator, they're just not good at developing guys.
Nah. But, hey, he'll get a defensive coordinator job somewhere.
Oh, no, he will.
Have a top five defense.
He will. So, who you like? You know, we pretty much have the top three are going to be in there. Who you like 4-6? Well, who do you think is going to win this AFC North?
Well, I'm going to have to switch it up a little bit because I initially said I had Cleveland and Kansas City pulling it out, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen.
No.
As far as the AFC North goes, I'm still rolling with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I picked them to win the division from the beginning, and I'm sticking with them till the end.
Okay.
I think they got a good team. They got a little bit more momentum on their side. They walloped Cincinnati.
Yeah, they did.
So, you know, I think they got a good thing going. They play who they got. Atlanta, they should win.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City is going to be a tough game, but again, I think they should win that game. So, but you know, I got Pittsburgh
versus Cincinnati.
I got Pittsburgh. As far as 5-6, you know what? I'm still going to go on faith and say Kansas City is going to be one of them. I think Kansas City is going to be one.
You think
it's going
to beat out San Diego?
I think so.
Okay.
Because okay. I don't think San Diego is going to win today. And then I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Okay.
That's the other one.
Cincinnati out.
Cincinnati's out. They out. They just Andy Dalton is too damn dependent on AJ Green, and I'm sorry, at Cleveland, I don't think they're going to win that one. And then you go play in Denver. That's a tough couple of weeks, so I'm not sure they can pull it out.
Okay. For that division, you know what? I'm going to go ahead. I think Baltimore, I'm looking at Baltimore's remaining schedule. They got Jacksonville at Houston versus Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And I think they can win all three. I think they will. I'm saying I think they'll run the table, win the division. And Sandy, God, that's difficult. I think San Diego holds on.
Okay.
Gets that wild card spot. And the other. I'm leaning towards Pittsburgh, too. I just think Cincinnati's going to fall the hell out. They're just not really playing well at all. Cleveland will be close, but I wouldn't be surprised. Let's see. Who they? Brian Hoyer was all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he played Cincinnati. Kind of like, all right, we're going to play him the last 2 weeks on the road. But, Johnny Football, you got he's got the keys next season anyway. Yep. So, and I think this division is going to come to the very end. So there is no, well, let's take a risk. I think
just roll with them. Mm-hmm. Got you this far. Just roll with them.
Now, if they getting their butts blown off at Cincinnati, then yeah. Because we thought in this game, like, oh, well, if he starts losing, then Johnny Manziel will pop up. But he didn't.
Yeah.
And I think that needs to be the case again. Like, you just see if Brian Hoyer can. It's close. Let ride him out.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I was not feeling that. Like, I thought he was. I actually thought Johnny Football was in. I was like, oh, they put him in.
No.
Thanks, Brian Hoyer. He's done.
I was like, they can't.
But it was like, yeah. And more than likely, that would have been a lot of pressure. Oh. And if they lose. Because I heard, well, just put Brian Hoyer back in. Like, you can't do that.
No.
With this, with these fan base, like, once you're like Johnny Manziel is in, that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, yeah, the Jets is something terrible. But, yeah, we'll get back to some boo-boo teams in a second. Let's go to the NFC now.
Right.
Green Bay. And they, you know, arguably are the best team in that conference. You know, they're number two right now, though. Got that division back.
They should be Atlanta on Monday.
Yeah. Although Atlanta, you know, Atlanta shows some. Speaking on that.
They're showing some heart. Mm-hmm. I got to give it to Atlanta. They're showing some heart. Carolina walloped New England, New Orleans today. Excuse me. Again, 6-10 to get you in.
Yeah. So right now, Arizona's leading at 9-3. You know, it's a close game right now. So
they're looking like they're going to pull it out, but we don't know.
In Philadelphia right now sitting in the third spot. They leading the NFC West. Yeah, and Atlanta's for somehow right now 5-7.
And they're third.
So we said last week, 6-10, get you in.
6-10, get you in. Patented. Don't steal it. It's mine.
Mm-hmm. Detroit's wild card at number 8-9-4. Another great win today. You know, Dallas at 9-4. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, I will save for the little boo-boo teams in a second. Let's get to the teams that matter. And then looking out, you got, to me, basically a one team, Seattle. Frisco, I don't think is making it.
No. Especially with the performance today against the Raiders, man. Get out of here.
No. They've just been struggling. What do we think about Arizona right now?
They don't have enough firepower at quarterback to make it further enough in the playoffs. They don't. No. They don't. And I've just come to realize, you know what, Drew Stanton, as much as I pull for him and much as I like him, he just doesn't have enough talent. I mean, and not that I can do any better, but honestly, they needed Carson Palmer. Mm-hmm. If they were really going to make a run, they needed Carson Palmer. I think they're still going to fight. Don't get it twisted. I don't think they're going to be an easy team to defeat. But I just think they don't have enough offensive firepower to hold on, I don't think, to the number one spot.
Yeah. I think they'll win their division still, although Seattle is pushing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can still win their division. Losing Andre Ellington, I think they're in a safe place. Well, I think they're good enough to at least get to the playoff where they're at. I think they're going to be safe on Andre Ellington. That was a big loss. And you know, they're playing for something because last week, taking an L to Atlanta, you know, Patrick Peterson, you know, he and Julio Jones had SEC, you know, love going back in that day with LSU in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And he got torched. I mean, he got torched. So, yeah, I like over as a team overall. I just don't think they have enough. I think they'll get in. I don't think they have enough to get. I don't think they may win their first game.
I don't think so.
Green Bay, they are just hot.
They rolling.
And
rolling.
Like I've been saying, if they get home field advantage, which I would say right now, I think they'll get that number one spot. Now, if Arizona plays well, you know, shout much love to them and holds them off. But Green Bay, they hot. I think Aaron Rodgers is like 20 touchdowns, zero interceptions, something like that.
Something crazy.
Yeah, at home. I mean, they are just rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they no worries for them. They're going to keep it up. Philadelphia, this Philadelphia-Dallas matchup. You know, Dallas got their ass whooped last week. Yeah.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was funny.
They still in the mix in fifth.
They redeemed themselves by beating the woeful Chicago Bears.
Oh my God, whoop that ass!
And I mean, so for Dallas, still not sold.
Right.
After all this throughout the season, I still am not sold on the Cowboys. I just, every time I see, I feel like they're going to seize the moment and just take this division by storm. They blow it. And now only because Philly's about to lose today will they be tied for the division lead. So, I mean, and looking at their schedule, what's left, they got to go to Philly.
Which is big.
That's a huge game.
That then, might be the division decider.
Then they play Indy, which ain't no cakewalk.
Nope.
Then you go at Washington, which for some reason they're cursed.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to win. They have to win at Philly.
Yeah.
That is a must-win game. Because if they don't beat Philly, I don't think they're going to win the division. And they may not get into the playoffs. If they don't win the division, they may not get in the playoffs.
Ooh. Okay.
Because I'm looking at everybody right now. It looks like Arizona may win. They'd be 10-3. Seattle's gonna win. They'd be 9-4. Mm-hmm. Same record as Dallas. Detroit's 9-4. Mm-hmm. Atlanta gets in just cause.
Yeah.
So
no, it's basically it's
win or you ain't in pretty much.
It's seven teams for six spots. Yeah, and Philly after Dallas they got Washington and New York. You know, which New York can be upsetters, but. You know, they should be pretty solid. I mean, one of them or at least both of them is getting in. But, yeah, that game next week is
– Gotta win. Yeah. Got to win it.
They got to. Mm-hmm. Kimba Fuzz, Kyle Love, I know y'all nervous right now about your Eagles. But, no, I like them. I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles pulled the division out.
I think they'll bounce back from today's loss.
Yeah. I think they'll whoop on, you know, they're at Philly too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to say Dallas not gonna make, but
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's be honest. Straight up, it's between Detroit and Dallas who's missing. Because the Seahawks are rolling.
Yeah, big time.
What up, Mr. Black? I know you're up there.
Enjoying this.
You know, like, oh, let's make sure we get in. Right now you're not in yet, but yeah, I think Seattle's gonna sneak in. I don't know if they'll win the division, though, but I think they're going to get in. They're starting to pick it up. That defense is starting to get back. Especially with Cam Chancellor back.
Cam Chancellor's back. You got Bobby Wagner back. Mm-hmm. They're starting to get healthy, and they're starting to play.
Marshawn Lynch, I mean, you don't know if he's resigning or something. He may retire and all that. So I know he's just like, this is it.
Yep, I'm
just he's trying to win. Like, it's all out.
Yep.
Detroit's been good, man. Detroit's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
They walloped Tampa Bay today, which should have.
You got to take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Johnson, quickest to 10,000.
Congratulations.
Yeah. He's been doing the damn beasting. Thing as well.
Just beasting. Megatron, they call him that for a reason. And he did it again today. 8 catches, 158 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, he's just gold. He is clearly the best wide receiver in football. Yeah. I don't think there's a question about
there's
that.
There's a lot of talent, too.
Ain't no debate. Yeah. Ain't no debate about that one.
Nope. There's a lot. You can argue the top five for sure.
You can argue the number one spot. That is Megatron's, period.
Yep. You got that. And let's see. Who do they have left? Ooh, 30 on a rush. Minnesota, Chicago, Green Bay.
They should win at least two of them three.
Yeah, yeah. Now, at Green Bay, depending on what Green Bay is, you know how week 17 is.
They may rest guys and all that. Yeah.
But if Green Bay is playing for a number one seed, be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
Although, you know, this is.
Detroit's been playing much better than I gave them credit for going into the season. I will say that. Yeah,
you know, like you say, all these division matchups, you know, and they end up with their division. So. That's going to be crazy.
Huge.
All right. Now, speaking to the boo-boo-ass decision, division, who is going to win that division? Who wants to win that division?
Well,
the 6-10 get you win division.
I picked Atlanta at the beginning of the season. I'm sticking with my guns. I'm sticking with the Falcons, baby. They 5-7. God. This is equivalent to the Eastern Conference last year in the NBA.
Yeah. Who's getting the 8th spot? Well – can the Knicks make it? Well, They suck, but
I think with today's loss, Tampa Bay is officially knocked out.
Yeah,
because they can only get 5 wins, so they can't get that 6-10. Carolina's 4-8-1. They beat New Orleans today.
They beat the bricks off New Orleans today.
I mean, New Orleans is 5-8. I'm going with Atlanta. They're gonna win 1 and lose 3. So they, because they ain't beating Green Bay, they ain't beating Pittsburgh. I'll give them New Orleans. They'll beat New Orleans. 6-10. There it is. Get you in. This is the saddest thing. And I, wouldn't it be funny? They get into the playoffs and they just start rolling.
Because I'm looking at
Atlanta 6-10 gets to the Super Bowl. What?
Oh, yeah, they love it. Then they'd be like, oh, he should have, Tony Gonzalez, he should have stayed.
But, that's great.
You know, right now they got New Orleans, they got at Chicago, which is flip a coin. Yes. You know, Atlanta and then Tampa Bay. So, yeah, hey, I think you picked Atlanta, I picked New Orleans. Jeez. I think with that schedule, I think New Orleans is going to get in. But, wow.
We know, never thought it'd be this bad of a damn division.
No, man. Jeez. We know it changes, jeez, but I didn't expect. We thought it was a 2-team race anyway, but then these two teams is terrible.
It's a 4-team race.
And even, hey, that's kind of Carolina. They got Tampa Bay, Cleveland, and Atlanta left. You know, if you getting what you got from Jonathan Stewart today,
hey,
you know, Cam Newton, that's why I drafted your butt.
He's finally back to being Cam Newton again. Back to scrambling.
Yeah, back to just being himself.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
It's, I still like, yeah, I'm going with New Orleans on that one. And so, you got Dallas missing the playoffs?
Let's see. As far as who I got in the playoffs. All right, number one. Okay, so it's official now. So Arizona's 10-3.
Ooh.
So, you know what? I'm going Green Bay number one. I'm going Arizona number two.
Okay.
Atlanta 3 by default. Fourth, I'm going.
You think Atlanta's 3? No,
actually, you know what? Yeah, right. I'm going Philly 3rd, excuse me.
No, sorry.
Atlanta 4th.
Okay.
As far as who's squeaking in, yeah, I got Detroit and Seattle. So I got Dallas missing the playoffs. I told y'all going in. I thought they'd be last, but they've proved me wrong on that aspect. They haven't proved. I'm just still not sold on them. They still shoot themselves in the foot every freaking time. I think they're going to just take hold of the damn division. And I'm just like, I can't trust them. Even on a good season, I still can't trust y'all. So I trust Detroit more than Dallas. Detroit's been doing their job.
Yeah.
They basically lost to good teams, period. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Other than that, they handle their business. So Detroit, I trust them. They have earned some trust from me.
For me, let's see. I think Green Bay is one. I see Arizona holding off to still get that bye, which they need, but it may not matter. Even if they don't, even if Seattle wins the division, Arizona's still getting in for me. Philly's going to win that division. Got New Orleans. So, as much as I would like to see them in there, I'm going to have to agree with you, man. I think Detroit, and basically the deciding factor is defense, because Detroit, the defense does step up when necessary. Dallas is at the point now where as long as their defense ain't on the field, we want them on the field as little as possible. And they will get past 8-8. I mean, they're 9-4 now. So yeah,
they'll be 9-7.
All right. But I just think that honestly, it's not their fault. It's just that conference is hard as hell.
Yeah.
And I just don't think they're going to make it. All right. Let's get to some, let's talk to some of these boo-boo teams. We was talking about them earlier. Sorry, KJ. I don't know what the hell is up with
KJ. And Colin Kaepernick threw an interception. So now it's basically Oakland's just running out the clock.
Oh.
Oakland might score again. They're on the San Francisco 10, 1st and 10, 2 minutes left. KJ, I'm sorry, but San Francisco is going down. Kaepernick is not a franchise quarterback. Sorry, but he's not. And Jim Harbaugh, unfortunately, will no longer be your coach. So,
you got
underachieve is an understatement.
I mean, first they get their butt whipped at, they hold on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
which caused the CEO to apologize to fans on Twitter after the loss, which was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like their effort, which is like, Yeah, we
writing on the wall.
Yeah, we already heard Jim Harbaugh trade rumors of him going to down the street.
Going to Oakland. Like, what?
It's bad. You know, a lot of people have jumped off that bandwagon of Colin Kaepernick. You see, he's just more about showing, getting him, look, making his pecs look nice than trying to do something. I mean, this loss is shocking.
18 to 33 for 174, a touchdown to two picks. Like, he ain't do nothing.
No.
He ain't do nothing.
This is the right. I mean, now Raiders was playing for pride, which we'll speak to them in a bit. Mm-hmm. But, wow. That's ugly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are going to be some changes. You know, I like Harbaugh, and you want to feel like, dude, you just had a bad season. You know, but if there's been rumblings and you basically – the Super Bowl has been in your grasp, and in this season, like, you are terrible. Like, people are like, Arizona better than you.
Yep. Y'all third. And in all honesty, got to give some love to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
76-0, they have walloped their past two opponents. First it was the Raiders. What is it, 52-0?
52-0.
And San Francisco can't even beat them. And then you got... today they beat Washington 24-0. Like, dang. And San Francisco barely beat them.
Yeah.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
damn. These two weeks have been like, wow.
St. Louis, it was always a question of their offense. Their defense is good. Clearly they've proven their defense is good. Mm. But I mean, offensively, they just couldn't really get anything going. So, I mean, they may potentially jump San Francisco by the end of the season.
Ooh, that would be ugly.
I'm just saying.
I'd be like, yeah, we heard all, you know, and all them, you know, quiet things of, what's my name, Michael Sam, who was like, oh, nah, I don't think the reason I ain't in is because I came out.
When?
This happened like last couple weeks ago or something, which, you know, I was like, well, maybe what? Everybody was like, why you do that in the first place? I mean, you know, props to you for doing it. So I was like, that's brave, because now you was going to take it here. But people are like, well, you was an SC player. I'm like, nigga, Tim Tebow was an SC player of the year.
This is why I was just like, I don't think it's because of him. I was like, dude, he wasn't even projected to go that high coming into the draft. So, I mean, come on, dude. Yeah, I mean,
if you want
to
say
it's not because you ain't good. Yeah, to me, you can't do that. You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that. It's because you ain't good enough. I'll say it. You ain't good enough yet to be in the NFL. And it happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. James Harrison was cut like 50 times before he actually caught his niche with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Brian Hoyer's been flip-flopping, and now he found his niche with Cleveland. It happens, dude. Sometimes the first place you go ain't going to be the place for you. Sometimes you got to try a few spots. And I'm sure he's frustrated.
Oh, I'm sure he's frustrated.
But, I mean, dude, you and 1,000 other people are trying to make it to the NFL. Yeah. You ain't the only one. So, relax.
Yeah, I'm just
to
like,
me, don't use that. You can't like, do that.
Kind of sad.
You can't do that.
All right, on to some next thing. Oh, the Chicago Bears. You know, they already talking about with Jay Cutler.
I have doubts.
Already, you hear the dude come out. I saw the support. It's like, well, we have buyer's remorse.
Like, oh, God, already. First year in. Of course you do. Because you paid him like he was elite.
Mm-hmm. And we were like, he overpaid him. Well, he got talent. Well, 5-8.
Andy Dalton's better than Jay Cutler.
We're just saying.
Period.
We're just saying.
Period. Andy Dalton's better than Jay Cutler. So, I mean, get out of here.
I would disagree, but the way it's been looking.
The records speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's all I got to say. If y'all got any gripes about that, look at the records. To me, Chicago has much better talent offensively than Cincinnati. But yet, Andy Dalton seems to be able to get the job done.
He has a better defense. You know, Mark Trestman, it was like, ooh, let's see what he does.
Quarterback whisperer. Clearly he's not. Because Jay Cutler has regressed.
He ain't listening.
Regressed.
Maybe you need to speak a little louder instead of whispering, because it ain't work. Yeah, 5-8, the hell.
And then Brandon Marshall took that shot to the back. Man. I felt bad for him, man, but collapsed lung and all that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So he's out for the season. So clearly they probably will not win another game. So, no. What is it, 5-11? All right.
Man. Yeah, I mean, if you're
Marcus Mariota, yeah, where you
Minnesota
at?
Better without Adrian Peterson. You know, who's trying his darndest to get back in?
He's trying.
Yeah, I saw an arbitrator encourage the NFL and Peterson to just settle something. You know, he might get in for the last two games or something. And they're going to still be better. The Bears are going to finish last in this division. Last!
You fired Lovie Smith and he went 10-6. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say.
We need a new face.
Clearly, that face ain't working. So now we need another new one.
Yeah. And, you know, Giants won today, but I don't know about Coughlin. Man, this may be it for him. I can see him just kind of being like, "I'll leave."
I think his voice is just—it's gotten old, and it's time for a change. Mm-hmm. And it's New York, man.
Yeah,
he's had a good ass run. Yeah, he's got two championships. Shoot.
Yeah, he changed it up. He was like, I can't be all fire and brimstone.
And the Jets have been garbage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's done some good things in New York City.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hate to see that.
Yeah.
And then, man, we got to talk about this team. The fucking Washington, can I say the Redskins? Or whatever the hell name.
Washington RG3s.
That's all it's like. This story has gotten awful.
Yeah, apparently now there's reports that they may fire Jay Gruden after the season. Like, word.
You know, first he got benched for Colt McCoy, which I was like, what? At first I was like, wait a minute. If you're going to trade him, why would you bench him? Like, this is the dude you gone all in with. It's the same thing with, you know, I guess with Geno Smith and all that. I guess you want to win game. But I'm like, look, I want to give RG3 every possible chance. And if he falls flat on his face, like, look, there's four games, nothing left. Doesn't matter what you're going to do. And
the thing is, what people don't talk about, Jay Gruden, he is not Jay Gruden's dude. Jay Gruden inherited him. Yep. That does not mean I have to like you or play your ass. I treat you just like the regulars. You ain't a superstar quarterback in my eyes.
Yeah.
You may be, you know, from the previous regime, you may be the star in their eyes. You ain't the star in my eyes. Colt McCoy, as far as he's concerned, is better than RG3. and gives him a better chance
to win.
That's
how he feels.
That's debatable by this 24-0 shellacking y'all just took and the whooping y'all took in Indianapolis. But, you know, RG3 wasn't looking all that great.
No, he wasn't.
Again, another one who just, he runs and... He ain't that good for the pocket.
What really shocked me, I mean, just I don't think he's – I don't want to feel like he's terrible.
I don't think he's terrible. I don't.
I think with a lot of these guys who are running quarterbacks, you know, the college is all about that. You know, it's not about running, like you said, getting under center, you know, and just making the right plays.
Half these dudes are in shotgun formation half the damn time. So a lot of them can't just go under center and just take a normal snap. It takes practice. Shotgun. It's like, you should be able to do that. It should be second nature.
Spread offense. Most of the time, you're going to throw it to the first read.
Who's always open.
Mm-hmm. College is made for offense.
It's easy. For them.
Then you get here.
And it's complicated.
Right. Yeah, you get into the NFL.
It's going from high school to college. It's complicated. Yeah. It ain't easy.
You're forced to start. And you come in and it's like, okay, yeah, you know, remember how your first option was open like 90% of the time? Now he's open 30%.
Yeah, you remember how you were one of the fastest dudes in college? Now you one of the slowest. Mm-hmm. Or you in the middle somewhere. Yeah. You ain't that fast at this level. So
no, and you had a great rookie season, which
probably what hurt him.
Yeah. He started believing his own hype. The owner started believing all that hype.
Took a page out of the Andrew Luck book and stayed away from them damn endorsements his rookie season. I'm serious, man. Stay out of the media and all that crap and keep your head in them books.
Just chirping all this. One coach says this, I'm going to say that. It got bad. Maybe you figure like, oh, and a new coach will do something. Nope.
He didn't establish himself fully yet. It was like, yeah. He you know, he won Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. Whoop de fucking do. He won Rookie of the Year. Andrew Luck took the worst team to the playoffs, homie.
Yeah.
F your Rookie of the Year. And they about to get to the playoffs. like the third season in a row.
Yeah.
So F your rookie of the year. Who cares? You didn't. Andrew Luck established himself. He didn't establish himself.
I mean, I feel bad for Redskins fans. Shout out to my homie Big B. I mean, it got to the point now where they showed on TV, they brought out the paper bags. Damn. I was like, what?
We got New Orleans status now, huh?
You bringing out, then you bringing out the paper bags for the game. Oof. Yeah, so he needs to change the scenery.
He does.
You know, I've heard the whole going to Philly and whatnot. But
I think Kansas City would be perfect for him. He can back up Alex Smith. You know, Andy Reid has worked with mobile quarterbacks before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good defense. You got Jamal Charles. A lot of the pressure won't be on you. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing things out there.
Yeah, it's been rough. Before we leave the playoffs, I just want to give a shout out to on Twitter, Pouty Saudi. Thanks for reading his email on the show. He's got a take about the NFL playoffs. His take is, I think we should have a survival-type seeding. If a division winner is outgamed by 2-plus wins by a potential wild card, they're out.
I don't think that's not a bad idea.
No.
It's not a bad idea. Because, I mean, damn it, if I picked the Falcons to win, but damn it, I don't want to see them playing in the playoffs. I don't want to see a 6-10 team playing in the playoffs. I mean, yes. New Orleans, I mean, Seattle shocked New Orleans and won. Yeah. But at the same time, most of y'all were like, I don't want to see a 7-9 team
nope.
in the playoffs. Because you're just like, it's almost like 9 times out of 10, it's an easy victory. Yeah. You would assume.
Yeah. So
I mean, I agree with that. And yeah. I think teams, I mean, if you have, for prime example, if Atlanta wins their division at 6-10, and yet you got I'll use Dallas, who possibly could be, you know, 11-5, 12-4, mm-hmm. but they ain't getting in the playoffs because the other teams around them are better than them. It's like, you're going to put a 6-10 team in over an 11-5, you know, wild card contender. Bull. So yeah. I agree 100%.
Yeah, I think there's going to have, something's going
they
to be gotta done.
They got to change something.
It doesn't happen that often. So I partially don't want that to happen. Now, I could see if they were like, all right, if you sucking that bad, then you don't get to host, you don't get to host the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't. Yeah, that's Eli over there. I don't want, you know, I like it the way it is. It's just, it doesn't happen that often. So I hope it doesn't go that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, shout out for that. Thanks for that email, man.
Yeah.
And this did happen when we were gone. Ray Rice won his appeal. He got reinstated,
yep.
and he will not be picked up by anybody this season, to me. Mm-hmm. I think it's a too hot button. I mean, good for him for winning. I mean, you know, I'm not – his actions are not – you know, we ain't condoning that.
No, not at all.
You know, he should have got punished.
Yeah.
But
in my eyes, he's been punished.
Yeah. Now, you over-punished him. You know, we went through all that. With him like, oh, it's 2 games. Oh, wait, well, I didn't see the tape. Well, I told you about it. Well, I don't believe you told me about it and all that jazz.
Yeah.
No, he shouldn't have got suspended the whole damn year. Unless you're going to set that precedence, which you didn't. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be 6 games. So, all of that. But, you know, he won. I think it's just too hot. I do think somebody will check him out next season.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he has hit the 30 mark for running backs. He's 30, so we know how that goes with running backs. Mm-hmm. But I think he will land on somebody's team next season. Right now, you know, I mean, even Arizona could use him, but he's too hot.
Yeah.
He's too hot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that's the NFL for us. You know, we got a few weeks left. We're going to see how this goes. You know, we can't wait.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We are going to come back, get in some college football real quick. The seedings have been decided.
Mm-hmm.
And some curious stuff. And we'll get into some basketball as well. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
We are the ones left to make do with the two hands the good Lord gave us. With no resources and thrown to the forces that be, with no one to save us. The ones in the classroom where the books are outdated, teacher no longer outspoken. The ones left to congregate where the pushing is a fix to those who had their dreams broken. The ones left to drown and rebuild the towns in the path of the waters from the levees. The ones with the problems of the world in their back will make light of the fact that the weight is getting heavy. We are the ones who have daughters and sons who commit themselves to having unsafe nights. The ones who lost family in 9/11, hours after telling them to have a safe flight. We are the ones. We are the. We are the. We are the. We are the ones. We are the. We are the. We are the. We be the soul, the human core, the planet whose blood, sweat, and tears even we take for granted. We the ones separated by waters and international borders only to take government orders. We are the ones with the same childhood dreams, but adulthood brings nightmares and screams. We be the raw excuse, the slang, I mean, we the people they stereotype for gangs. Who sold the sea for our daughters and sons withstand the infiltration of drugs and guns. We are the ones that kneel to the young with a heart of gold to avoid being victimized by our sons. We be the ones trying to raise them into all man brothers, not some whipping posts from coast to coast. We are the people run down, lied to, cried to, still they depend on our culture to live and dance to. We are the people, still the wretched of the earth. At the end of God's day, we persevere through the hurt. We are the ones, we are the, we are the, we are the. Come on, Michael, that's a motherfucking lie. We the people at the fish fry. We the 86% with heart disease. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Nike shoes, wearing no banking accounts. No misbehaving, catching the blame. Same old, same lotto players. Looking to Obama for deliverance, but ever since they popped Malcolm and Martin, we at the front of the bus now, pouting. Complaints ain't nothing but a lazy man's sofa. The CEO's gopher's gopher. We're the video hostess hoe. We're emotional, but if we peep shit, I'm thinking we're supposed to roll. But we the same lying, cheating, backstabbing. We part of our own struggle. We would burst our neighbor's bubble. Destined to meet the maker, but at the same time, be the same people late for his arrival. Yo, a false survival. No longer feeling tribal. And as much as it makes me feel good to say that we are beautiful people, there's a lot of us messing it up for the people. We are the. We are the.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Y'all want to hit us up? Y'all want to talk some NFL football? 3 weeks left. How your team looking? Playoffs is right around the corner. And if you're frustrated or excited with your NFL fantasy football season, hit us up, man. Let's chat. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLayman. Or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Don't be shy. We won't bite. And if you talk smack, hey, we'll talk a little right back at you.
Yep. I am. So get into this college football, man, because it has finally we got our playoff seasons. And I know a lot of people are just like,
Oregon's going to obliterate Florida State, homie. That's what it is.
Man, this is some bullshit.
That's how I feel like everybody feeling. Unless you are a, you know, let's put it this way. Auburn, Alabama's number one.
Yep.
Oregon's number two.
Whoop.
We knew that. There's no argument there. After that, that's when we have some things. Now, I wasn't sure as well, because going into this past weekend, you know, Bama, Oregon, number two, TCU was sitting at number three,
yep.
FSU was at number four, mm-hmm. just squeaking out another win,
another one.
You know, and what happened? I mean, it was basically like, feels like it was like ass whoopings all weekend.
Yeah,
Arizona mollywopped. Number seven, Arizona, for that Pac-12 championship.
51-13. TCU walloped Iowa State 55-3.
No, Clint shared a Big 12 championship.
Mm-hmm. Baylor beat Kansas State 38-27. Alabama whopped Missouri
mm-hmm.
to win that SEC championship 42-13. And, yeah, FSU barely beat Georgia Tech, 37-35. It was a good game. But yeah, it was a good game nonetheless. And then Ohio State just absolutely smacked Wisconsin 59-0.
With a third-string quarterback. So what happens? You know, everybody waiting to see what happens this morning. What happens? Number three, Florida State moves up. Yeah, I didn't get that.
Boo!
I didn't get that.
Get that crap out of here.
You know, but Big 12 fans a little pissed off that we was in it. And now that we both teams handle business, neither one of them's in.
Yeah.
No, Ohio State, you know, granted, did beat
Wisconsin.
You know, number 13, Wisconsin, yeah. And shut them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which.
With a third string quarterback.
Yeah, which we were like, ooh, wow, okay, this is going to make it difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm not going to front. I thought it would at least stay the same. And if not, and dudes might be a little hating. I'm about to read his email now. The way they've been doing the games in terms of all that, I was expecting Ohio State to jump Florida State.
Number one, Florida State's conference ain't all that good.
No,
it's been okay. But it ain't all that good. Secondly, Florida State's had to come back. It seems like every single game they've had to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not proving anything to me, especially when these teams are walloping their other teams. 59-0 and 55-3. I'm like, well, they're cruising.
All right, speaking of that, since we own Florida State.
Oh, shit.
Got our man Big B from the In Deep Show.
All right.
What's going on, fam? Just a little feedback for the show. As you know, I've sort of ruled myself a bit for family reasons, so please forgive me if this subject is something that you've already discussed. You know, we understand, man.
Mm-hmm.
The Seminoles. Everyone has been talking about what's wrong with this team. But the one thing everyone has avoided is that they are getting a raw deal because the committee, a room full of old white people, now Condoleezza's there, and ain't all white people, are taking into consideration what is going on with his off-the-field life. See, no one can dispute that they are undefeated and should be higher ranked than fourth with no losses. But yet they are fourth. You, I, and all football watchers know that's some bullshit. They beat everyone in front of them, ranked or otherwise, yet they are being punished for close call wins. I played college and semi-pro ball. The name of the game is win. Florida is getting punished for doing just that. I'll end my rant here and hear your feedback on this. P.S. I am not an F Florida State fan, just a fan of what's real. Big B. Shout out for the email, man.
Shout out for the email.
Now, that seems to be the case. I think with them being ranked, yeah, they shouldn't be totally punished. You know, I actually was surprised that they were at ranked fourth going into this weekend, being that they were, you know, undefeated and still got the W, which does matter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think this committee is weighing the schedule, who they play.
Big time.
You know, how you play. I agree. I don't want it to be, which is how it seems to be going now, you got to blow everybody out. And if you don't blow them out, then you get punished for it. But I don't agree with that. I think if you win solidly and up, you're good.
I think the fact that they've had to come back so much is what's hurting them. Plus, honestly, their schedule ain't that great. They beat Oklahoma State, Citadel, Clemson, North Carolina State, Wake Forest, Syracuse, Notre Dame, Louisville, Virginia, Miami, Boston College, Florida, and Georgia Tech. And they almost lost to Florida and Georgia Tech.
Yeah, they probably should have lost to Notre Dame.
Their schedule isn't.
Look,
compared to the other schools, their schedule is garbage. I'm sorry. Let me take a look at Alabama. Who Alabama played? Alabama played West Virginia, played Florida Atlantic, University of Southern Missouri. Then they played Florida, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas A&M, Tennessee, LSU, Mississippi State, Auburn, Missouri.
Yeah, you know, Missouri was ranked. Auburn was ranked.
Mississippi was ranked when they lost to them.
Yeah, Mississippi State was number one. So, yeah, the ACC, the SEC is not what it used to be because back, you know, not too long ago, like 3 years ago, it was all defensively dominated. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now with everything being throw the ball, offense, they're not as talented. I mean, Florida was not that great. I mean, we've seen the coach had to get fired because of that. So I'm not mad at Alabama. I'd rather, of course, Oregon get the number one spot.
Of course.
But, you know, they're still in the playoffs. So I'm like, they're not fully getting punished and falling out. But, you know, even Oregon lost to Arizona. You can say, well, that one lost, but
Arizona's still good.
You know, that team is technically number 7. You know, they don't want to count it like, well, how were they when you played them? I mean, Arizona is a top 10 team.
Mm-hmm.
You lost to a top 10 team. Maybe not at that moment. You know, but Oregon wasn't, you know, they had their own injuries at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I don't think, I mean, me personally, I have no care in the world about Jameis Winston's off-field issues. I don't care.
No.
I am not factoring that into my decision at all. I don't care about what he did off field. As far as the playoff goes, they haven't impressed me as far as winning games.
Yeah, I mean, do I think they will? And let's be real.
I mean, Boise State all them years was undefeated, and people were like, "Well, how come they don't get?" Because their schedule sucks.
Yeah, because you can't just be like, "Well, they're undefeated," because then you'd have some of these schools who ain't playing nobody. Like, well, I'm undefeated. And, you know, unfortunately, what I do prefer, why I like pro ball a little better, is it's based on your record from jump.
Yep.
You know, Florida State was already ranked number 1. So as long as you keep winning, you're not really going to drop.
Yeah.
You know, it's different if they were ranked, if everybody starts even, but they don't. They just base it on what it looked like at the beginning of the season. All you got to do is hold on.
Yeah.
Ohio State, I don't know, man. I thought TCU was in the spot, and they handled their business. Now, do they get punished because, you know, they didn't schedule a top team for the last game of the season? I don't know. And it seems to be an issue now because they don't have a Big 12 championship. Every other conference does. You don't. And I'm sure they'll be getting one now. Next season, there will probably be a Big 12 championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe if they knew ahead of time, like, hey, you know what? You don't have a championship game. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you a chance at making the playoffs. I think they'd have been like, oh, shit, well, let's put one in. Because, yes, I want to see, you know, Baylor and TCU again. I know they played already. I'm just shocked one of them two teams didn't make it.
Yeah.
That's pretty shocking. And I'll be honest, the only saving grace for Florida State is that 0 in the loss column. You know, so the games were set up. Number 2 Oregon versus number 3 Florida State. Oregon going to smash
them. Because let me tell you something. They get down big against Oregon. There ain't no coming back on that one. I'm sorry.
No, and I mean, to be honest with you, I am kind of surprised that they're not playing Alabama. I'm
had the 1 play to 4?
Well, because I'm thinking like, well, you know, they put Ohio State at 4. Oh, so Alabama right. Playing Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl. I was like, oh, you bumped him up. Because I'm like, you were 4th. You barely won. And now you're 3rd. Okay. All right. I guess they didn't want to see Florida State get their butt whipped by Alabama. I still think right now, let's get this Alabama-Oregon matchup cracking.
Yep.
But Oregon need to handle business because you disappointed me before.
Exactly.
Shut these fools up. So, yeah, that's the Seriously. Rose Bowl. I mean, there's going to be some good games on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Let me y'all watch the Cotton Bowl, number 8, Michigan State. Let me read the whole lineup. So you had, Bama 1, Oregon 2, Florida State 3, Ohio State 4, Baylor 5th, TCU fell to 6. I know they like, what? Mississippi State 7th, Michigan State 8th, Ole Miss 9th, and Arizona 10th. So I'm like, okay. Hey, I'm with one of them people. I'd be like, hey, can we get this 8-team playoff and then just set it off? Partially because I'm like, wait a minute. So you made this whole thing about the Big 5 having autonomy, but one of them is not going to be in the playoff. So what the fuck? Like, make sure at least all the Big 5 schools have at least one team in.
Yep.
We know if there's 8, if you leave a spot, if it's 8 slots, the SEC probably going to get 2.
Yeah.
At least. You know, but I would like to see that. But, you know, that'll be an argument for down the line. It'll get brought up again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just how we didn't like the BCS, and we need a playoff. Okay, well, here's 4. Okay, cool. Well, now it's 4. I don't like it. Let's have 8. Okay.
That's too many.
Eight, no, nigga, man, 8 ain't enough. Let's just have full-on 16 teams. Let's go. Which, I would love a 16-team playoff.
That'd be interesting.
But, will schooling and grades, like, y'all really even
talk
about
this? Y'all really care, huh? Y'all really care? Okay.
Hey, well, if a 16-team playoff would bring in an extra $1 billion, hey, where it at? Let me sign it. Where that contract at? Yeah, I'm with it.
Exactly.
Shoot. So you got number 8 Michigan State versus number 5 Baylor in the Cotton Bowl. That should be good.
I'm favoring Michigan State in that one.
You got Mississippi State versus Georgia Tech in the Orange Bowl. Yeah. Georgia Tech is solid. I mean, that's going
to
be.
Georgia Tech is solid. You know what? I'm going to root for Georgia Tech. My ATL fuck. What's happening?
You got Fiesta Bowl, number 20, Boise State versus number 10, Arizona. In the Fiesta Bowl.
Arizona.
Handle that,
Arizona.
In the Peach Bowl, you got number 9, Ole Miss versus number 6, TCU.
Trayvon Boykin going to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Handle it business.
So, yeah, college has been interesting with that. You know, we'll hear all the talk about it, man. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Let's hit us up. Let us know what you thought. All right, time to get into some NBA talk. And we got another email. Appreciate all these emails this week,
man. Appreciate all the love, the responses. Keep them coming.
All right. What up, gents? First of all, I hope you and yours had a happy Thanksgiving. And congrats, Chris, on the birth of your baby girl. Thanksgiving will always be a special time of year for you and your wife. Yes, it will. We appreciate you letting us come on the show and talk some hoops. We definitely had a blast, and we should get together again soon. Lots going on in this crazy injury-filled NBA season. Are you surprised at how bad Cleveland has been this year? None of us on our show, and neither of you, were convinced that they would win it all. But did we see him being this bad? I can't say that I did. I even remember arguing with you guys when you were on our show. I was saying you had to admit that's a pretty good team. While they straightened up a little bit, they should be concerned. LeBron minutes are way too high.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Love has basically had his nuts cut in half. And my 8-year-old daughter could have a better handle on this team than their coach, who LeBron blocked out from coaching.
I saw that.
Good teams not battling significant injuries should not be in seventh place in the whack-ass East. Speaking of good teams and injuries, my boy Westbrook looked good last night in that blowout against the injured Knicks. He didn't look like he had any setbacks at all. KD is close to returning, and when we're at full throttle, watch out. We're coming.
All right.
I have a question for you guys that I saw on Bleacher Report. When healthy, are the Chicago Bulls the best team in the NBA? I have a feeling I know what Jonathan will say, but he may surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all think of Boss saying he didn't want the pressure of another big three in Houston? What's up with these punk-ass NBA players of today?
I've been saying that for years.
Since when is pressure too much to handle? Since when do you not want to avoid pressure to be on top? Isn't that the whole goal? Well, it used to be. Today, it's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sad, sad contrast to the game of yesterday. I guess that's why I'm so hard on this generation's players. I grew up watching a different game, and the worst part is I'm not that damn old. Shaking my head.
Mm-hmm.
One love, y'all. Keep up the great sports conversations. Can't wait to get with y'all again soon. Oh, and congrats on your 100th episode. Peace. Spirit Hoopla, Red Rock Podcast Network.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And, you know, tuned in to y'all show and definitely, you know, got to give y'all a shout out. So if y'all don't know, go ahead and check out that Hoopla show with the Hoopla crew.
Oh, yeah.
Spirits, Norm, and Dino. They all know. They know their stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. We have fun.
But, yeah, man. So
let's get to your first question. No, I didn't expect Cleveland to suck this bad. Granted, they have won 6 straight since they had that 4-game losing streak a couple weeks ago. They did get some, payback with Washington and Toronto. But, they're starting to hit their stride. But, nah, I did not see them being this damn bad. You know, after that, LeBron was like, oh, we're a fragile team. He can't be negative at all. I'm like, nope, you the leader. If you show any weaknesses, yeah. Which is kind of like, for me, it would mean, well, you don't have enough veterans on your team. Or if it's like, damn, if I show any frustration, then my team is going to, you know, relapse.
Well, I mean, as far as Cleveland goes, did I expect them to be that bad? Well, I mean, they're 11-7, not terrible.
No,
but I expected them to struggle coming out the gate. I've been saying Kevin Love's gonna be Chris Bosh 3-point shooting all day, which is basically what he does, just a better rebounding version. Kyrie Irving, to me, he's not passing the ball anymore. It's really irking me. It's really irking me, especially because I used to play point guard. It bothers me. It really does. It really bugs me because, like I said, your point guard, you were supposed to set up your teammates. That's a different story, though. But as far as LeBron goes, I agree. He's playing way too many minutes.
Mm-hmm. Which he's complaining about.
Which he has said he can't play enough minutes. And I saw the clip on Bleacher Report where LeBron kind of phased out his coach, and I was just like, we've already come to this point.
Yeah.
We've been saying he's owner, GM, coach, and everything else, so I guess it's true. They showed a couple clips where he was kind of like, No, back up, dude. I got this. Like, I'm coaching. Right. I just want to see him lose it one day. Like, LeBron, move the fuck out the way. I'm coaching.
Right.
Sit down. And you bench him. And bench him. And bench him. This is my team. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, but if you're going to be the coach and you're going to be the leader, you know, you got to have control of your team.
No, you do.
You do. I'm sorry. It can't be the players running the squad, running the team. That can't. You might as well fire David Blatt and let LeBron just do everything there and name him head coach. Yep. If that's the case.
Let him be player coach. You can say he's like case, Bill Russell and all
because
that.
I'm like, otherwise, you got to have control over your squad. As much as people can say what they want about the 76ers, that coach got control over his team. They're not, talent-wise, they're not that good, but he got control over that squad. They listen to him. They ain't listening to him in Cleveland. They listening to LeBron and everybody else. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous and absurd. So, did I expect them to struggle? Yeah. Did I expect them to be, you know, really, really bad? No, not really.
No, they fixed it. You know, we still don't believe they're going to win the East.
No.
But they got, you know, they made some improvement, which is good for them because they needed to. But, yeah, they move up to fourth right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
As far as your other question.
Yes.
As far as the Bulls go.
When healthy, are the Bulls the best team in the NBA?
No. The Bulls are the best. When healthy, they're the best team in the East.
Oh.
I don't care. Starting five, fully healthy, if you comparing teams, Cleveland and Chicago, Chicago's way better, yeah. In my opinion. Especially with the way Pau Gasol's playing and the way Jimmy Butler's been playing this season. We'd crush Cleveland if we played them again.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Yeah. Because
especially now today. Speaking of hoopla, y'all need to back off my boy D. Rose, man. I know he gets banged up and all the time. Hey, he's strung together about four or five consecutive games. He looked like he's starting to get back into the groove of things. And, you know, his confidence can't it's got to be through the roof. He's got to have confidence in himself.
Well, you say, yeah, Jonathan got mad because he was like, he didn't say his confidence on swag.
Yeah, because he was like swag through the roof. That ain't what he said. That ain't what he said. Don't diss my boy now. No, but... I think they're the best team in the East when healthy. Best team in the NBA right now when healthy is the fucking Golden State Warriors. And I'm sorry, that's just what it is.
Yeah, I would say.
Period.
I would say when healthy, you're going through the whole team, 1 through 12.
I'm sorry.
I would put, and I'm thinking long term and all of that. I would think, I would put the Bulls.
Maybe
third or fourth.
I put them about fourth.
Yeah. I have in that mix. I have Golden State. Golden State is killing right now.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm not putting David Lee back in the starting lineup. You leave Draymond Green's butt in that lineup.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. He has earned it. He earned it.
Mm-hmm. He about to earn that chip.
He's a beast, man. I saw what they did to my Bulls yesterday. I was like, damn.
I know.
Kicked our ass.
They won 12 straight games.
They're balling, you know, man.
I already
They're
had the balling. Owner come out and was like, yeah, Kerr is an upgrade over Mark Jackson. Like, wow. We
were talking about that yesterday. Keep your mouth shut.
Basically, he ain't, you know, basically what he said was Steve Kerr's doing what I respect the most, which is get some good assistance. And he was like, he don't do that. Mark Jackson, I was begging him, like, get some good assistance. Nope.
And apparently he didn't get along with people in the organization. Where he said, you can't have 200 other people in the organization not like you. Damn.
Yeah.
Didn't nobody like Mark Jackson? Like, word?
Yeah, it was some kind of shots. I was like, wow. Okay. I didn't expect you to say that.
And I mean, I'm not even listening to the owner.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying, you know, now that his team is winning, he want to start speaking.
He want to boast.
You know, like, look how good. Steve Kerr was the best decision ever. It's all that crap. Like,
Steve
look.
Kerr has proven so far that he's doing a great job.
I think he tried to admit it, but let's be honest. Mark Jackson made that team what it is.
Yeah.
Now, if he comes out and says, you know what, Mark Jackson helped us get from point A to point B, and without Mark Jackson, we would probably not be there. We wouldn't be where we are now. And, you know, Steve Kerr has taken what he's done
and taking
it to another level, which is fine. But to be like, oh, I'm going to take some shots at Mark Jackson now. I'm like, yeah, man, come on.
Kick rocks with that. Yeah.
Don't be with you mad because Mark Jackson helped your team make some dough.
Yeah.
You know, basically raise your investment. I mean, dude, I mean, you know, Steph Curry is balling out of his mind, which I got a conversation on that in a second. But, you know, they are going nuts right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got them playing defense. You know, Andrew Bogut's healthy, which is a big factor because he wasn't last year. But yeah, Draymond Green, I mean, Maurice Spates is having some great games.
Maurice Spates is playing well. Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry doing their thing.
Steph Curry is in
there. Harrison Barnes has been playing well.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm kind of glad he put him in the starting lineup a little bit, because I was kind of like, why? Harrison Barnes got talent. And when in the playoffs, he will play. But I was like, if he ain't starting and you're not really playing him, you know, and I guess it's easier. You know, you got Iguodala. He can come on. You know, you paid him that money. He ain't really – he's kind of been under the wings quietly. But, you know, Kerr has got that – he's got his pulse on that team.
Yes, he does. He's got control of that team.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Enough said.
He's got them playing. Mm-hmm. You know, even Memphis is looking good. I mean, they had a back-to-back L to Houston and San Antonio. Let's be getting to that now because I had that. Right now, I got like three dudes I'm looking at that are really in the MVP discussion.
Okay.
Steph Curry.
Okay.
Anthony Davis.
Okay.
And actually, James Harden. No, Steph Curry, I looked up. He got, he's averaging, he's 23 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal, shooting 48% from field goal, 40% from 3, 92% from free throws, up from 88 last year. I'm like, okay. I mean, he's basically the best player on the best team, so he might get front running. Although Anthony Davis, 25 points, 11 boards.
Beast.
No, 2 steals.
Beast. Absolutely.
Almost 3 blocks, shooting 57%. I mean, that dude is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his team is leaves something to be desired. That dude is sick. And even and James Harden, 25 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, 1.7 steals, a block, shooting 41%. You know, he jacked up some shots, 33 from 3, you know, 89% free throw, 4 turnovers a game. No, that's not good. But, I mean, he's got his team balling with no Dwight Howard. So who do you like right now? I guess unless there's somebody else I forgot who you think should be. We know Mr. Riding on the King Dick. We know he there, but
well,
I mean.
One person I do want to give some love to, who's probably not going to get any love, is Kyle Lowry. Toronto's Kyle balling. They're 15-5. He's putting up 25-5. I mean, he's doing a good job. He decided to go back there.
Smart decision. People questioned
it with like, why are you going back to Toronto? They're right now, they're the best team in the East. So, I mean, he's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, for me, as far as most valuable player up to this point, it's got to be Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's no question about it. He's taking his game to a whole nother level. I mean, offensively, defensively, you could argue that right now he's the best two-way player in the NBA. I mean, just... It's unfortunate that he doesn't have a better supporting cast around him, and that's where he's going to have to do some work. Unfortunately, you know, they're under 500 right now, but I'm like, without him, they'd be terrible. They'd be garbage. But, I mean, he's a man-child.
Yeah, he's killing
it. Probably the best two-way player in the game, period, right now.
It'd be a hard decision, but yeah, he's doing it. I think he's up to his points about 5 a game. Yeah, the one thing I'm looking at his stats that he's going to need to improve going forward. I mean, they're like, oh, this is your third year in the city. You need to be LeBron James status. I'm like, look, he's making a nice leap.
He's improving,
but that 1.8 assist, yeah, that's going to need to be an improvement. Get it up to about at least 4.
Mm-hmm.
Get about 3 or 4 assists a game. I think that'll make a difference. Yeah, his team is just okay. And, I mean, do I want to punish him for it? Not now. I think right now he's doing what he's got to do to help that team win. If he can keep it up, he will be a hard person to not pick.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I think Steph Curry is in that, you know.
In the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm. You know, even James Harden, I mean, he's an offensive machine.
Yeah.
You know, got his team 16-4, second in the West. Said no Dwight Howard, no seat gone. You know, he's balling. So I gotta give him props for that, man.
He is still a defensive liability though.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen him on the Shaq and where it was like, yeah, Ole. Like, damn, bruh. Okay, like, all right. Yeah, and then also speaking on your team, you know, Oklahoma City is back. You know, you got your team, got your two studs back. They are what, 6-13? I know people are counting them out. They've got enough to get back into the race. I just don't know if, you know, starting 4-13 is going to hurt them in the long run. Because, I mean, right now, I mean, shit. You can probably catch Phoenix. That'd probably be the one team I could say they can probably beat out Phoenix. But Dallas is 7th at 15-6. Mm. And I like Dallas. My Spurs, 15-5. Let's keep moving it up. We ain't healthy yet, but it's all gravy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but things are looking up, man. How you like their chances right now, OKC, of getting into the playoff?
I love OKC's chance. Look.
I know people early.
It's 19 games. We have, what, another 60-something?
Yeah.
Come on now. Get out of here. To me, the people who are panicking right now, it'd be one thing if you're the Utah Jazz or the Timberwolves. I'm like, you take away Westbrook and Kevin Durant off the OKC, off the Thunder. Mm-hmm. I mean, take away LaMarcus Aldridge and Damian Lillard off the Trailblazers. Like, what? They're going to suck.
All right.
I mean, come on. Seriously. Yeah. Take Dwight Howard and James Harden off the Rockets. I can go on and on with every single team. If you take the best players off of any team, you take Dirk off of Denver or Dallas, you think they're going to be great? Take Anthony Davis off the Pelicans. Garbage.
Yep.
Take DeMarcus Cousins off the Kings. Garbage. Take Kobe, which what happened? We saw what happened last year with no Kobe. A la your Lakers. Yeah. Garbage.
So if
you take two honestly of the top five players in the NBA off of one team, they're gonna suck a little bit. You get them back. There's plenty of time for Oklahoma to get they things together, their stuff together. They gonna bypass Denver. I'm not even worried about that. I will say, I ain't worried about them catching up with Portland. Because Portland has a nice lead.
Yeah, Portland does have a nice lead.
They got a nice lead right now. Mm-hmm. So they are what, 9 games?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to close that gap. Now, your benefit is you have a grip, basically the whole season.
Yeah, it's a whole month. You only miss like.
Yeah, you basically have the whole season. But the way Portland's playing, I picked LaMarcus Aldridge for MVP in the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying they're playing well.
Yeah. I don't think they'll catch up to Portland. I think Portland has too much of a lead now that they're not going to lose that lead. I think they'll hold on to that division, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. What do we think of Boston? He didn't want the pressure of playing another big three in Houston.
Honestly, real spit, I think he got tired of being third fiddle. I think he got so sick and tired of being the other guy.
Because he was.
It's D-Wade and LeBron and this guy. And it was like, he made big plays for y'all in big moments. And I think ever since he left Toronto, he wanted to be that dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's why your ass should have went to Chicago. He wanted to be that dude. But, I mean, clearly going, and I think part of it was when they discussed it, he accepted and was like, fine, I will play third fiddle.
Right. I mean,
but once we get to that point where we opt out or whatever we do, I want to be the guy again. I want to be the dude again somewhere. And I think to me, it's not so much about the pressure. I just think he wanted to prove that he can lead a team to the championship. He don't need LeBron James to. And I think that is what bugs him. And I think a lot of it is, well, if you ain't got LeBron, you ain't winning. It's like, fuck that. I'm still one of the best power forwards in the league.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he just wants to prove it. Now, I think going to Houston with Dwight Howard and James Harden dominates the ball enough. He'd be in the same boat.
Right.
He'd be third fiddle again.
Right, because he'd have to be shooting threes again because Dwight Howard is going to stand by the post.
And now you see in Miami, he's putting up double-digit rebound numbers again. I mean, he's being the guy again.
Yeah.
So, to me, it wasn't so much the pressure, but it was more so I'm trying to get out of LeBron James's shadow.
No, I agree. I think he signed up and was like, look, I can team up with two of the top three players in the league. Bet. And we're like, all right, let's ride this out. Mm-hmm. See what happens. But yeah, I was shocked when he first did it. Cause I was like, wait a minute, I thought you was talking about you wanted to be the man. And let's be honest. 100-some-odd million to stay. Yeah. You know what?
In the East.
Yeah. I can stay in the East. I can stay in Miami
and be the dude.
You gonna give me max money?
I'm gonna be an all-star every single season. I ain't got to battle for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't got to deal with pussy-ass Dwight Howard, according to Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant. And it's not the same. That's not the same big three.
No.
That's not the same.
You can't, yeah. And now, I will say I agree with Spirit in regards to the way these pussy-ass players are nowadays. They are soft nowadays compared to the old days. I mean, plus, you have to look at it. In the old days, Michael Jordan wasn't going to go play with Magic Johnson. He wasn't going to go play with Charles Barkley. F that. I'm trying to beat them.
Now, usually, if that happened, it was because upper management was like, oh, we got a chance to get a stud from you. Okay, bet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when they got, Bob McAdoo went to the Lakers. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Or you get these kind of guys who are number one guys on their team who get traded to these studs, and then they're the sixth man. But it's like they were playing for a ring. Mm-hmm. But then it's not like, oh, well, I wanted to. I said, you know what? Trade me to the Lakers. They were just like, oh, guess what? You traded you to the Lakers.
And you're like, okay, fine.
All right, well, I'm going to the Lakers? I ain't shit.
And I just got to play.
Right. You know, now, if he was like, if the Miami went to him and was like, dude, we trade you to Houston. I think he'd be like, I'm all right, fine. But he's not like, do you want to go to Houston? No, I'd rather take that 20-some million a year.
Yeah, it's all about that money.
Yeah, and plus, you know, I heard all about that pressure. And I think it's just he didn't like the heat. And it particularly came with LeBron, that baggage of, oh, you know, look at Cleveland now. Oh, my God, you're 4 games under .500. You suck. Like, dude, it's.
That's what you got to deal
with. It's November. I don't get with guys. I'm like, just, it's early. See what happens. Like, oh, my God, LeBron, he didn't make, you know, because I'm going to be real. Oh, LeBron, they lost. He ain't going to the finals. He sucked. Like, no, his team just wasn't better. Like, why did you put bet money? Like, oh, Cleveland's going to win the championship. Oh, of course, Cleveland's going to win the championship. Like, okay, no, they not.
Oh, man.
Don't be mad at that. But, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Let's see. What's he got? John Wall said he, Kyrie Irving, and Rose will always be rivals due to them being number one picks in the East.
I mean, I guess if you want to call it a personal rivalry.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Wizards are good now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess something could spark up. But, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, because that potential, we the best backcourt in the league talk. I guess, Dan Waiters, shut up because he ain't starting.
I guess Atlanta got something to say about that because right now they in the lead.
Yeah, I would say I wouldn't say rivals. That's a strong term. I would say y'all might always be mentioned together because that was around that time where everybody was picking point guards. Mm-hmm. All y'all were picked first. You know, Rose in 08.
And they've all pretty much established themselves as pretty good players.
Yeah. You know, Kyrie Irving needs to get a little playoff success.
Pass.
Derrick Rose has made it to the point where
people stay healthy.
Criticize his butt to death.
He just needs to stay healthy.
And John Wall finally put together last year a really good season. Mm-hmm. Got his team in the playoffs, so he got a taste. But in terms of them being rivals. And,
I guess, like I said, personal rivalry maybe. But,
yeah. Let me get to Kojak's question about these potential Hall of Famers. So I pulled up the link he sent me. And this is what they got from 10 to 1. These are potential current NBA players who are potential future Hall of Famer. Now, I'm assuming if a dude like Tim Duncan, he's a Hall of Famer, he doesn't count. Mm-mm. You know, because we know. Number 10, Amari Stoudemire. You think he gets in?
Amari. No.
Yeah.
To me, no. He ain't done enough. Yeah, he ain't won enough to earn that right.
Yeah, he's put up the numbers. In like 12 years, averaged 28 rebounds, word. Six-time All-Star, rookie of the year in 2003. He would probably be like, dude, Steve Nash inflated your numbers.
Yeah.
Just like Kevin Martin. Kenya Martin, when he was with the Nets. He left Jason Kidd, fell the hell off. Manu Ginobili at 9. I would say yes. Manu Ginobili. I would say yes. I'm saying Hall of Famers. I'm not saying first ballot, but I would say he is because he.
You know, if we're going to include his international play as well, I will grant him that.
If you count his international play,
just
then yes.
Strictly doing NBA, I don't think so. I don't think so. If it's just strictly NBA, I don't. I don't think so. I'm like, he's won the championships and he's been an integral part of that. I get that. But I'm just not quite putting him on that Hall of Fame level yet. Now, if we're including everything international play, no question.
Well, I think that, I'm guessing they do because it's not.
Then he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, then. That's
not
the case.
Yes, yeah, it's supposed to be the Basketball Hall of Fame, not
he,
the.
Then he a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I mean, shit, four-time champion, almost got a finals MVP, almost that year when they beat Detroit. Number eight, Pau Gasol.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say yes to him.
Yeah. I mean, Pau's been the mark of consistency basically throughout his career.
12 years, 18 points.
He carried Memphis for a while.
Yeah.
When they were the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Yeah.
I mean, he was doing his thing. Mm-hmm. And again, if we're including the international play, there's
plus,
no question.
He was an integral part of the Lakers getting them two championships.
Without question.
So I think he will. Not first ballot. It may take him a while.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, Chauncey Billups. I don't know.
That's a hard one.
17 years, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 5-time All-Star.
Like Chauncey. I'm gonna have to teeter on the no side on that one.
Yeah,
only because I like Chauncey, but his career started off very rocky. You didn't even know if he was going to still be in the league for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he found his niche with Detroit, you know, and blew up from that point. But I just think he didn't do enough in his career. He didn't do enough in his whole career to warrant that for me.
I think he had a good run with Detroit.
He had a great run.
A nice little 7-8 year window, but it did take him a while to get started. Mm-hmm. Number six, Tony Parker.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Yeah, dude has been, according to Kojak, one of the top 5 point guards in the league for the last 10 years. I'll give him five
at least. At least for the past 5 years, yeah. Yes. He's been top five.
It's been debatable.
Guard.
Even sometimes I may waver, but dude is the best point guard in the paint. I know people give love to all that, but I was like, when they went through the numbers, like he's the number. When it came to scoring points in the paint, he was a number one non-big.
Yeah.
And that dude, he basically...
And everybody's knock against him was, well, he don't shoot threes. I'm like, well, because he's always driving to the fucking hole.
And he shoots threes.
He's taking the higher percentage shot. I'm not going to knock that. I'm not going to knock him for that.
He worked on it, got himself a jumper.
Yeah.
You know, he's been a leader. We saw the game last in the playoffs where Pop was like, we know you didn't put up the numbers, but you was running point, like a true point, and you got the win, and he is a finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Smacking them. LeBron James just had to throw that out there. But, yeah, I think so. I would think so. Number five, Dwight Howard.
I'm teetering on that one. Yeah. Only because I have to give credit to Dwight Howard in that he's been one of the more established big men since there aren't a whole lot anymore. He's been one of the few,
like,
dominate bigs. He's a 3-time defensive player of the year.
Yeah, 8-time All-Star. 18 boards, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks.
But when I think of the Hall of Fame bigs, I'm always thinking winning. I'm always thinking chips, and I don't see that with him.
I'm thinking some kind of dominance.
I see playoff victories. I see championship. I see your team running the offense through that big, and you can't do that with him. I can't run my offense through Dwight. I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot because he ain't got no offensive game.
Yeah, I would agree. He's teetering.
The Bill Russells, the Kareems, the Shaqs.
I mean, like Moses Malone.
Moses Malone's, all these dudes. You're running
Patrick
the offense.
Ewing.
You're running the offense through them. You ain't running the offense through Dwight Howard. He's a great defensive player. He's a great defensive center.
I would say he feel like. Because when I think, if I think Hall of Fame and Dwight Howard.
But I can't. I'm teetering towards no.
Yeah, I would say this. Before the injury, before his last year in Orlando. Yes. At that point, he was. That went to the finals, Dwight Howard. Yeah. When he was just like, I'm shutting all this down. Yes. Since then, he's numbers-wise, he looked good, but he's been average to me.
Yeah.
That's to me.
Yeah.
Number four, Vince Carter.
I am so split on this. I think he gets so split.
I think he gets in, but I think it takes a while.
I do, too. I have to give him credit just because he, man, when he was in his heyday, I mean, you talking about boxed office show? Mm-hmm. I'm paying to see me some Vince Carter because you don't know what the hell he gonna do. He gonna jump over some 7'8" dude and just dunk. I mean, he put Toronto on the map.
Yeah.
And I don't care. His NBA dunk contest is still the best one I have ever seen in my life. Jordan, I know I love you. Know you jump from the free throw line. Ain't nobody doing what Vince Carter was doing. Put your arm in the rim.
Well, he did a damn show. He just like
he shut it down.
This is my dunk
he
contest.
He said, I ended the slam dunk contest from this point going forward. And it hasn't been as good since. It hasn't been as good since.
Nope. Nah, yeah. It may take him a minute.
But I think he'll get into
it. I think he'll get into
it. Eventually.
Number three, Carmelo Anthony.
Yes. I'm going to go with yeah. Only if I got to knock him a ding him a little bit. Because playoff-wise, he ain't very good.
No.
But as far as you talking about one of just the best scorers, just period in NBA history, he's up there.
Yeah, he's one of the best players of his generation.
Without question.
I mean, everybody compares with him and Kevin Durant. The thing I'd give him to Edge in terms of post scoring. That dude can score in the paint.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant don't get that dirty.
And he boards a lot.
Yeah.
He boards a lot.
Now, he's got some holes in his game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, leadership is a question.
Yeah.
But I do, you know, there are guys who've been in the Hall of Fame who are just straight ballers who just really didn't have a playoff impact.
Exactly.
But I think he'll get in. Number two, Chris Paul.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's the best. He's one of the best pure point guards I've seen in a long time.
I think
he's
been in the league 9 years. It seems longer than that.
He's constantly just, to me, he reminds me a lot of John Stockton, but a better scorer. His ability to set up his teammates and get the assists and actually run an offense reminds me so much of John Stockton. Now, I will say, I see, and again, the defense. John Stockton was a great defensive point guard. I see it with him, the grit. They're little dudes. They're smallish in stature, but, you know, they know how to run a team. You know how to find. I mean, they're magicians with the basketball. And even John Stockton was an underrated scorer to an extent. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I love Chris Paul's game. I just love watching him. And to me, he is by far the best point guard in the league. I don't care.
We're going to have that discussion later. Mm-hmm. I'm mad at it. But, yeah, I think he's been, especially with this generation,
consistent.
His time, he's been the best mix of old and new.
Yep.
Because to me, I mean, straight up, outside of Rajon Rondo and him, don't nobody pass like that. I don't see anybody in the league, maybe John Wall, getting 10-plus assists.
Consistently.
Yeah, like in this year, like Rajon Rondo averaged 11 assists, seems like every damn season. Chris Paul has done it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the throwback 2010 guy, best all-around point guard in the league. Yeah, I think he'll get in. And number one, Steve Nash.
Of course he's making it to the damn Hall of Fame. And I know Laker fans will be like, man, F that.
It ain't based on you.
Yeah, the last 2 years don't count. His time as a Laker, to me, I don't even count that shit.
Yeah,
Laker but his time with Dallas and Phoenix, I mean,
he was
money, man. Yeah. Are you kidding? Two-time MVP?
Yeah, he made the number 10 person on this list, Amari Stoudemire.
He made Mike D'Antoni a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
He made him money.
Yeah.
He made Amari Stoudemire, too. You right about that.
Yeah, he had that. He was a great setup, man. I mean, he was 50-40-90.
Great passer, man. Oh, my God.
He just, you know, like, well, he didn't play, didn't do it. Should we go down the list of people who ain't played great defense?
And his basketball IQ was through the roof. Mm-hmm. He knew when to come down. He knew when to stop and pop for a three. He knew when to drive. He knew when to dish. He was so smart.
He felt like an old school point guard.
And he looked old on the court.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, damn, he's not athletic like all these young.
Quick.
It's just something about him. He was unique.
Mm-hmm.
He was very unique.
Mm-hmm.
And kudos to Steve Nash. I know his career didn't end on the highest note, but damn it, yes, he is a Hall of Famer. Probably first ballot.
There you go. Thanks for sending that, Kojak.
Thank you, sir.
Quick thing before we head into our awards.
Mm-hmm.
Hornets coach Steve Clifford said Lance Stephenson is not yet a star.
No, and he is not. And I am so loving these fucking coaches who are coming out and shitting on their players. Love it. Love it. Jay Gruden, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Put these dudes in their places, man. They think they're just bigger than the game. Granted,
they make the money for the game and all this other stuff, but you ain't bigger than the game.
Nah, and
so at some point, yeah, Lance Stephenson, you are good. You ain't a star, bro. You ain't a star. Chris Paul's a star.
Yeah.
Carmelo's a star. You
have star potential. You have star
ability and potential, but you ain't reached it yet. If you can put Charlotte on the map, yes, you will be a star probably
right
at that
now,
point.
And, of course, these things I'm about to bring up are all related to these teams being ass because Charlotte is 5-15. What?
Yeah, I picked them to be a sleeper team for this year. And
they just asleep.
Y'all resorting back to the old Bobcat ways.
Man, that is terrible.
Garbage.
And part of it is him. He's been benched in some four quarters. So he's going to need to work on some things. Stan Van Gundy said his Pistons are really messed up. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, understatement.
I mean, you are 3-17.
Mm-hmm.
How long before you trade Greg Monroe? Because he ain't coming back. He will be
closer to the trading deadline. Yeah. Closer to the trading deadline, they'll probably end up trading him.
What? Once Christmas is over, we get into that new year. Pistons only won 6 games.
Hey, and shout out to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
They won 2 out of their last 3. How about it? After losing like 17 straight.
Yeah. I mean, hey, they beat the Timberwolves.
And beat Detroit. Well, at Detroit. Yeah. Woo, woo.
I appreciate Coach Brett Brown was like, I'm not tanking. You know, these guys, we play here. We play to win. He's just like, look, he's not got control.
Yeah,
he's not going to be Mike D'Antoni. Like, oh, look, we don't have any talent.
And your coach, Craig Mountain, says some good things about him. And I've heard a lot of coaches in the league really respect him and think he's a damn good coach. I told Chris this yesterday. I don't think they're tanking. They don't have talent like that. Look at their team. And I asked Chris this. I asked any of y'all, tweet us the answers. I want you to name me 3 Philadelphia 76ers players on a roster not named Nerlens Noel, Michael Carter-Williams, or Joel Embiid. Them 3, minus them 3, name me 3 players on the 76ers roster. I bet you none of y'all can do it.
Yeah,
without looking at ESPN or some shit like that. Off top, I bet you couldn't name me any. So don't give me that crap.
Yeah,
KJ McDaniel's done a good job. Mm-hmm. They got this kid, Robert Covington, who's doing a pretty good job. Tony Rutan's doing a pretty good job. I mean, I said going in, I thought they would play hard constantly, which is what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They just ain't got the talent. And they bought in fully to rebuilding. Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah.
You could say they're tanking. No, they're rebuilding.
Right. Now,
they are rebuilding.
Now, if you want to say the GM is trying to make things tank,
that's a different story. Yeah, but they're not tanking.
He's got them winning. He's got them buying into the system. And with
these wins comes confidence.
Yeah, but I mean, look, there's no veterans on, which I don't like.
Jason Richardson.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think you have to have some.
I just named 4 players for y'all right there.
Yeah, you got to have some veteran talent on a team like that to show these guys how to win, especially if you got them that young, how to win, how to be professionals, mm-hmm. all of that. If you just got a team of young guys.
And most of these guys are like one and done in freaking college. Mm-hmm. They're kids.
Yeah.
What do you want them to do?
So, you know, eventually it'll happen. But yeah, shout out to the Sixers.
Shout out to them.
Two of them. All right, y'all. We taking a real quick break. We're going to come right back. Let's get into these awards.
We got a lot of them.
Y'all listen to the Bud Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Y'all, Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Let us know what y'all want to talk about. How you feeling about these rankings for college football? Are you pissed off? Are you an Ohio State fan and you're like, hell yeah, I love it. You know, are you somebody from TCU or Baylor like, this is on some bullshit?
Man, this is some bullshit.
You know, let us know. You know, talk some NBA as well. We love talking basketball. You know, Spurs is slowly creeping.
Yes,
I know I got hit up by Enrique Black was like, man, there's a lot of young teams that's just dominating. He was like, Houston, Washington, Cleveland. Cleveland ain't real young. Golden State, Toronto, Houston, Portland. Don't forget about my Spurs, bruh. Mm-hmm. You know, hit us up, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219. All right, y'all, it's that time. Time to get into these awards. You know, we got a ton of them, so let's start off with the Norse Award. Norse! All right, I got a few since we've been off a couple weeks. Shout out to T.Y. Hilton, cradling that TD ball. Got some emotional during discussing his daughter born that night of the games a couple weeks ago, and he had the emotional speech at the where his voice was getting higher, and he was like, I can't. It's like, okay.
I wasn't mad at him. I was not mad at him at all. He wanted to score TD for his girl. Yeah. And
I mean, he left the hospital to go to came the to the game and then did all that.
You talk about
balled out.
You talk about tired. Mm-hmm. He tired.
Yep. got to give a shout out to another Norse Award. Odell Beckham catch, that one-hander that everybody had on replay for days.
Yeah.
It was sick. Just the fact that they showed him before, during the game, you're like, oh, this is what he was doing in practice. Just one-handed. And all of a sudden, like.
They said his hands are huge.
Yeah. And that was before he made the catch. And all of a sudden, it was like, what?
Well, going into the draft, I know they said he has some of the biggest hands in the draft.
Yeah. What I'm going to start doing, y'all, is I'm going to start looking for these Norse Awards, some basketball every week so I can throw some folk in there. So, yes, I'm going to be biased right now. Shout out to my boy Tim Duncan with 14 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists versus Memphis. Oldest player to get a triple-double. Don't sleep. And give some love to Kobe Bryant, 31 points, 11 rebounds, 12 assists versus Toronto. Dude still got it. Although he did have that ugly 12-point, 13 assists, 10 turnovers.
Another triple-double. Whoop, whoop.
And my last one, I know I got a lot. This one's today. Shout out. I hope you don't have this one. Shout out to Le'Veon Bell. Second player with three straight 200-plus yards from scrimmage games. Only other person to do it, Walter Payton, 1977.
Damn.
I was like, damn, 200-plus? You are fantasy magic, bruh. Somebody is winning off of you. Unfortunately, it ain't me.
Hey. Nice, nice, nice. All right, so for my Norse Awards, I got a few of them as well. Number one, got to give a shout-out to my boy, CJ Anderson, coming out of nowhere, creating a damn running game for my squad, and now we are just unstoppable. first running back since Adrian Peterson to run for over 150 yards in back-to-back games.
Crazy.
I mean, who would have known? An undrafted free agent. Go figure. This is why you can't never, you know, push anybody to the side. You never know who got the talent. Another Norse Award. I got to just say this. I got to give a Norse Award to the fucking Raiders. They are now tied with four other teams for the first pick in the draft. They are no longer guaranteed the number one pick. Hell yes. Oh boy, two wins for the Raiders. What I'm talking about. They trying to come back up. They trying to make some moves. But for my real Norse Awards, I got to give some awards to these technical colleges, these scientific schools. First of all, University of the Sciences beat Drexel. What? If you ain't never heard of Division of the University of the Sciences, because I hadn't either. They are a Division II school, and wow. Beat Drexel. What? Now, many of y'all may be like, well, that ain't that impressive. It is Drexel. All right, I one up you on that one. New Jersey Institute of Technology. And this ain't MIT. This is NJIT. Beat Michigan. University of Michigan. Ranked.
Yep.
They ain't getting back in that ranking for a while. But beat them ranked. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Yeah.
What?
That's a
number 17. 72-70.
Yeah, I saw that first time they ever played a ranked opponent.
The coach even admitted, coming into the season, I sort of penciled this one in as an L. He knew going in they weren't going to win, but this goes to show you. We always talk about brainiacs and high IQs and all this other stuff. Clearly, you got some smart guys here who know what they're doing, know how to play the game, and, you know, chips may fall where they may, and, you know, you got an upset.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my goodness, shout out to these two schools doing the damn thing in college basketball. That is why I love it. And I guarantee you them two teams probably full of seniors, not freshmen and sophomores. So loving it. Shout out to them. Because, man, I love seeing upsets like that, especially these schools you ain't never heard of in your life.
Nah, man, that was a great win, man. I was like, what?
Yes, sir.
No, that's real. I was like, wow. Yeah, Michigan is probably dropping the hell off.
They ain't in the top 25 no more. That's for sure. Hell no. That's for sure.
I bet you if they was ninth, they'd be like, oh, you ninth? Yep, now you fell out. We dropping you all the way out of the top 25.
Oh, man.
All right, man. So I guess you know what's coming next.
Yep.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck!
All right, I got a few, but go ahead and start.
As far as for me, for a what the fuck moment, really, I'm kind of going back to that Washington Redskins report I read that Jay Gruden may get fired at the end of the season. I found that to be so utterly ridiculous. You sign this coach to a 5-year guaranteed contract, and because he has the balls to bench RG3, you want to be like, oh, I don't know if this is the guy for us. So you want a puppet.
Yep.
It's basically what you want. You want somebody who's going to fall in line, do whatever you say. See, to me, Jay Gruden is a great coach. I think he has a promising future. But the Redskins need a new owner. Daniel Snyder's got to fucking go. If it ain't the name, it's the way he's running the organization. RG3 clearly has shown, and I mean, I think his teammates have shown also, it ain't working. We've seen him get obliterated by guys, and his teammates just look at him like, get the fuck up. So, clearly his teammates are like, they need a change. I'm sure they're tired of hearing about this whole RG3 crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the coach is doing his damnedest to get, you know, his locker room in order. He's the one who has to be on the field every Sunday rallying his troops. I mean, let the man coach. And I wish a lot of these owners would let these guys just coach. To me, the best owners are the ones you don't hear about. You don't hear Robert Kraft from the Patriots saying shit. I mean, Pat Bowlen, God rest his soul, for the Broncos, deceased, but... I mean, you don't hear any of the owners from the Broncos saying shit. You got San Francisco's owner coming out, opening his damn mouth. You see the kind of what this time of season they having. I mean, Chicago's in shambles. I mean, a lot of these good teams, their owners are in the background. They let the coaches coach. They let the GMs do their job, period. Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Jay Gruden. I hope he's able to do what he wants. But what the fuck? Redskins are screwed up right now.
Yeah, they are.
They might be, honestly, the worst team in football. Fuck the Raiders. It might be the Redskins.
Sorry, Redskin fans.
Yep.
That's not how it's looking. I got a couple. I'm going to start off with the one that is Redskin related. Yeah, y'all just it today. I saw this report on there. The Redskin game tickets for today, they had some that were selling as cheap as $4. $4 to go see an NFL game. $4?
Damn,
that's sad. It's all stubborn. We got $5.25. What?
Some
$5?
Some beers cost more than that.
My park, it costs more for me to park than the ticket for the game. Damn.
That's exactly why I said they might be just be the worst team in football.
Yeah.
$4, damn.
And it's a couple things that are social. Like I said, I was going to come back to this. First of all, them St. Louis police who wanted the Rams players who came out the tunnel with their hands up to be punished. Fuck y'all. Sorry. I'm like, really? They just making a statement. They didn't do it in the middle of the field. They didn't do it when everybody was watching. They did it real. It came out the tunnel. Hit my hands is up. All right. That's it. So I guess you want what? Like there you want all these other guys who are wearing this. You know, I can't breathe t-shirts to get fined.
Derrick Rose was wearing one the other day, and I think another player was wearing one. I saw a football player wearing one.
Like,
today,
come on, man. Like, look, something's wrong with y'all. Yeah, like,
y'all need to take a look in the mirror.
Somebody's questioning what y'all doing, and it's a peaceful protest. Mm-hmm. They didn't comment. You know, I'm glad I saw the Black Association of Cops from St. Louis was like, yeah, that's them. That ain't us. We with y'all. So, yeah. And something that was real weird was this Charles Barkley comments on feeling black should be profiled. And then I saw that video. Then I read Kenny Smith's open letter to him. And I read her Stephen A. Smith comments. I'm like, okay, yes, I kind of agree with both of them in a sense. Now, Barkley didn't say all of that. He was basically like, there's never going to be a discussion about race in this country. There should be. if we want to get past it.
People
but it's
uncomfortable
not,
enough to have that conversation.
It's too uncomfortable. Well, no shit. That's why we need to talk about it. If we have issues and you're too scared to talk about the issues because it's uncomfortable, well, it ain't going to get resolved.
There it is.
Duh.
There it is.
You know, Barkley was like, well, we shouldn't act like there's a reason we are dude. Come on. Like, Barkley says, he says some funny stuff. You know, he seems to be asked all the time to be speaking on stuff. I agree with Kenny Smith to a point where it's like, why are they asking you all these questions?
In regards to this.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they're asking you, like, it's like, you know, basketball related. Yes, I'm pretty sure you know what you're talking about. You got experience with this. But when it comes to race relations and really knowing what's going on, like, unless you are working with these kids, mm-hmm. you are, like, in the communities on a regular basis, seeing what these cats go through now. Not when it was when you was five. Now. Mm-hmm. Then you can't really, it's going to be hard because you're getting your Cosby on.
Yep.
And I was like, all right, really, we should be profiled. Okay, that's probably because your ass old and ain't nobody going to pull you on. Oh, it's Charles Barkley. Go right on ahead, exactly. sir. Exactly. You know, come on. And then, you know, Stephen A. Smith, of course, he going to say something because, you know, like, hey, why do I want my voice being held? He's in the same position. I want to say what I want to say. I'm like, it's 2014. Everybody gets to say what they want to say, whether they're experts on it or not. That's what you got. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Everybody got to speak. I mean, it's to the point where fools is mad that Iggy Azalea ain't talking about it. So what? Do I really care what Iggy Azalea
said? Are you serious?
Yeah, well, she hadn't said anything about Ferguson. And?
Who gives it? I don't want her opinion.
What's she going to say?
You want my opinion? I don't give a shit what she says. What? I don't want her opinion because her opinion don't matter to me.
Yeah, what's she
It don't matter to me.
Yeah, what is? Did she talk about it in her raps? Nope. She ain't socially conscious rapper.
I agree 100% with Michael Brown's parents. I want this thing to be nonviolent. I don't think we should be, tearing our own shit up and all that shit. But I could give two shits what Iggy Azalea says about what's going on in Ferguson. Mm. I don't give a fuck what Kim Kardashian says. I don't care what Kanye says. I don't care what anybody says except for them fucking people in Ferguson. Because they are the ones who had to go through it. None of y'all had to deal with that same sick. Well, let me not say none of y'all. A lot of y'all, many of y'all, the majority of y'all probably have not had to deal with that exact situation. Mm. So I really don't care about their opinions.
Yeah. Are you down
I don't
there?
Give a shit.
Are you down there a lot? Are you just
celebrities
saying,
don't rule the fucking right. world. I don't care what they say.
Right. Well, just because you feel like, oh, well, she doing this black culture stuff.
She got pulled. Well, then
so what?
Take your ass to Ferguson or take your ass somewhere else.
Do something.
Thank you. Go to some of these communities that ain't being cambered.
What?
That ain't being talked about. Right. Go to one of them hoods.
So if you black
and build it up and fix it.
Right. But you black and you talking about it, but you ain't doing nothing. What that mean? It's the same thing. You ain't doing nothing. It's been a rotating fucking circle. Yeah, it's been real frustrating. You know, we talk sports on here a lot. That's what we gonna do when stuff like this come up. We gotta speak on it.
Even if it's a little bit. Exactly.
You know, just frustration. Then we try to do our part and, you know, outside of the mics in the community, try to make some things happen because it's going to be a long process. Ain't going to be nothing quick.
Nope.
You know, I'm not going to see this change. It's about my kids, my grandkids seeing that change.
There you go.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning into the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour brought to you by the Black Is Network. I want to give some quick shout outs. First of all, shout out to Mr. Moody.
What up, bro?
Next Door Network Radio. Always giving us love on his Jeff is Moody show, saying if you don't want to hear some real sports, tune to us. You know, we really appreciate that. I never asked him to do that or anything. He just does it. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir. And if you want to hear some great entertainment, talking about people who he doesn't give a fuck about in entertainment, turn into Jeff is Moody. Shout out to Queen Neen in Deep Show. I just got to say, she actually sent us a gift
nice.
Regarding the baby. So I appreciate that.
Nice.
And for those who are listening, who love listening to podcasts like I do, shout out to the Black Astronauts podcast and shout out to Low Cash for the shows on Ferguson because those were great. So y'all, if y'all want to hear some real dialogue and talking about change, make sure you check them shows out too. Now,
I just want to give a quick shout out to the Hip Hop Digest. They did a little segment on Ferguson as well, a little debate.
Mm-hmm.
Love them brothers. They always giving us love on their show, and I just want to give it right back. So appreciate that, y'all.
Oh, yeah. We know they're going to go. I'm sure they're going to bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all want to check us out, you can check out all the mother shows on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. You can find us under the Black Ears. Leave us a review. We love the 5-star kind there. If you're on Stitcher, give us a thumbs up. If you want to check us out, if you want to check out more about us and the show, you can go to blackisonline.com. You can leave some comments there. We also appreciate any donations you want. We do have a PayPal button there. So if you feel so inclined, we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. If you want to get at us, we do read our emails and comments and the feedback on the show. Please do. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, I want to thank y'all for listening. For the first-time listeners, thank you for tuning in to the show. Definitely appreciate it. For the long-time listeners, thank you for tuning in to us for the long haul. And we want to just have y'all tell everybody, tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, cousins, nieces, nephews. Shout out to my niece. She's finally here. Woo-woo. Yep. Tell your grandparents. Tell your best friends. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Tell your fishes, your goldfish, your barracudas. Your angler fish. tell your pufferfish. Tell your great whites. Tell Shamu. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Now as the record spins around, you recognize this sound. Well, it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like. With what you like.
And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're gonna flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're gonna say what we like.
Cause yo yo, we wanna know how many people in the flow. We'll have to just let yourselves go and do what you like. What's the night tonight? Just eat food, try not to be crude. Kill the attitude, chill the serious mood, and do what you like. And do what you like. Everybody do what you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Yeah, but do what you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Just do what you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Yo, go where you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
I mean rich, poor, high, lower, upper, middle class. Let's all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Now if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Messed up the line? Nope, sometimes I don't ride. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo, do what you like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do, talk how you like. Now just act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuits.
And do what you like. Now red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter. We could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink-skinned Yankee to a blue-black southerner, ditch, digger, or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like.
Now don't you know we're getting busy, we can't be corrected. Shay Fan had to be deaf, I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite, even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all, and if you think it is wrong, you got to admit, it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Yo, do who you like. All right, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
A brief announcement. All radio DJs, if this record is currently being played at your station, we will provide the following time for you to announce your station identification. We'd also like to add that we've now reached the 3.5 minute mark of this song. Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you.